Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, lovely. The weather's beautiful. It's springtime in Edmonton. I was just chatting with someone. Joe Principe is an awesome name for a guy who would own a string of car dealerships. So if the wheels ever fall off the rock star thing, I think you got a plan B just based on your name alone.
Well, that's good to know, because I don't know what else I would do if I wasn't doing this.
Principe Motors has a pretty good ring to it. Joe, it feels like it's been forever. How are things going with you?
Things are really good. We just been going kind of nonstop. We did the Australian Foo Fighters tour in February, and then we went to Japan with Fall Out Boy and Rancid for a Punk Spring Festival. That was awesome. And now we've been doing like radio festivals every weekend the last month.
Touring Australia with the Foo Fighter, what's Dave Grohl like?
He's awesome. He's just a dude, you know, like literally, he's a punk rock guy, and he's still backstage listening to, you know, Minor Threat and Bad Brains, and he's just, he hangs out, and there's no ego at all, you know, with any of those guys, really. Like, it's just a good hang. It's reassuring to know that a band can be that big and still be down to earth and sincere and truly love what they do.
Man, that must be a trip. Like, Rise Against has accomplished a lot as musicians, but to be playing a show, you look over your shoulder and Dave Grohl is standing there bobbing along to your music. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, we were able to, he used to play in a hardcore band called Scream, and we ended up playing a Scream song with him on drums.
Oh.
So that was pretty awesome.
Wow, that's really cool. Feels like it's been forever, but really it hasn't. Your last album came out like 10 months ago, and you were last in town. You guys played Sonic Boom back in September. There's a real connection between Rise Against and Edmonton that seems really hard to explain. Are you able to notice that on your end as well, that this city just really connects with your music?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Canada in general, they've always showed us love from day one almost. I mean, our first tour ever was a Snow Jam tour in Eastern Canada, and then our second tour was Western Canada with No Effects. So it's like we just hit Canada right away. And, that goes back to my roots with my old band, 88 Fingers Louie, because we were, I think we were the biggest, as far as North America goes, probably in Canada. And it goes back to like the Fat Records thing. That just Canada has a great punk rock country, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they love thrashing around.
Speaking of
thrashing around, you guys were actually supposed to play a show here in town on Valentine's Day alongside Linkin Park, but then Chester Bennington went and snapped an ankle, and that show and tour got yanked. That must have been a big drag for you guys.
Yeah, that was tough. I don't think we've ever had that happen to us in 15 years of being a band. We've never had a tour cancel. We were all just a little bit blindsided. We felt bad for Chester, but everyone was kind of like, we had a day off, and so we all had flown home to hang out with our families, and then I got a call from our tour manager saying, don't bother to get back on the flight coming back because Chester broke his ankle. I was like, oh, no. So, that was a rough one, you know, and then we were trying to scramble to see if we could just headline, some of these cities, and their, venues weren't available because, we're not big enough to play stadiums where Linkin Park was playing. So it didn't work out, to continue the tour. So it was unfortunate, but hopefully we'll make it up, this summer,
Yeah, it's too bad because the show in Edmonton, I think it was a Saturday night show and it was on Valentine's Day. Nothing says romance like going to a hardcore concert like that. That's a good first date.
I agree.
Yeah, but you did mention that you guys are doing your summer tour. You're actually going to be hitting Europe here pretty quickly, and then you'll be coming back to North America, including an Edmonton stop August the 5th, you're going to play the Shaw Conference Center. What can we look forward to at that show?
We're going to make an effort to dip into the Rise Against catalog and play songs we haven't played in a long time. So we're trying to figure out exactly what we're going to learn. We want to make it like a special show, a special set list. And, we'll see what we come up with. But that's the plan so far.
When you do dip back into your catalog like that, do you ever come across like, oh, we should play this song, and you're quietly sitting there going like, oh, God, I don't remember how that song goes?
I would say you could apply that to any old Rise Against song. We'll I mean, we could relearn them obviously pretty quick, but it's kind of like a little bit of a history lesson, you know. And then you have to, you know, you kind of go through the song maybe 4 or 5 times, and then it all comes back, right? It's muscle memory.
Sure, it's like riding a bike.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the difficult thing is for all four of us to agree on what old songs to play. I think we all love different songs for different reasons. And that's the tough one, but we'll figure it out.
Absolutely. You look at what all Rise Against has accomplished over the years, and you know, you've toured the world, you've played huge shows at the biggest festivals, you played with the Foo Fighters in Australia, you've done a lot of stuff. Is there still anywhere though you want to play that you haven't had a chance to get to yet?
You know what's funny? I have always wanted to play Greece, and we never made it there. It's really expensive to get there when you're in Europe, at least for a band. And we just haven't been able to make it happen, but I've always wanted to play Greece.
Oh.
One of these days, we'll get there.
any particular reason why Greece?
No, everyone just says it's amazing to play, and it's a beautiful country, and I've always wanted to check it out, you know, just the history of it. But yeah, I would say that. And, you know, we've always talked about possibly playing India. That, again, that's very difficult to make happen financially speaking. But yeah, I mean, there's I would love to play Alaska. It's just hard to get there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. I was thinking about this as time moves along, the band grows, you know, children and families and stuff like that. Does it change the way you approach your touring schedules or your recording schedules or anything like that as you guys mature through life?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we try to tour smart, you know, and that make use of the best use of the time you have. So we'll try to go out for like 2 or 3 weeks and then stay home for 2 or 3 weeks, and you kind of balance it that way. But sometimes it doesn't work out. You know, like this summer actually it's probably the longest. It will be the longest stretch of touring we would have done in years probably. So yeah, we're in Europe for 5 weeks and we're only home for 10 days. And then we go out for a month in the U.S. And it just kind of worked out that way. But, you know, at least we still truly love playing, and we just love what we do. So it makes it, you know, worthwhile. And then on days off, we'll try to fly home, you know, and see our families.
You guys have a huge and growing fan base. I was actually thumbing around online through your website, and there's a portion of your website dedicated to people who've gotten Rise Against tattoos and posted photos of them. That must be really weird, seeing people getting lyrics for your songs and your logo tattooed on their body.
Yeah, I mean, what's really flattering but strange is when you see somebody get like my autograph tattooed on them and our autographs, and that happens more than you would think. And we always say, like, you know, if we're doing like an autograph signing, kids will say like, oh, I'm getting this tattooed tomorrow, and we always make sure, we're like, are you sure you want to do that? You know, it's just think it over real hard.
Man, I feel like that put a lot of pressure on your penmanship. Like, you better make this autograph look good.
It does. It does for sure.
This story just came out today of Jack White. He's taking a hiatus from his touring, and he says kind of in the meantime, he wants to take a crack at maybe acting. And I made me think of you guys. Like, Jack White is fine money-wise. He's got lots of other things. He's doing just fine. But a band like Rise Against, you guys have done fine, but when you take these big breaks like you did before this album, it took quite a bit of time off. Are you able to just dip your toes in whatever you feel like, or are you constantly thinking about, you know, your livelihood and how you're going to pay your bills? Like, how do you spend your time off when you guys do decide to take breaks?
Well, you know, it's typically a break on paper looks longer than it actually is, because either, you know, whether or not we're on the road, we're still, you know, writing music. Like, I'm always writing songs myself. I think, you know, after being a band for 15 years, we were just able to do that. You know, we were able to take the time off, comfortably take the time off. And, you know, it was definitely a much needed break. But I think moving forward, I think, you know, we're ready to hit it hard, you know, and it's like, that's what the break is for. It's to kind of revitalize the band and, I don't want to say enthusiasm because that sounds like we're not interested, but, it's just after being a band for that long, it was just needed. And, but I think moving forward, it gave us that burst of energy, that excitement, to keep going and, you know, start thinking about, the next record, probably next year. But yeah, it definitely, it's definitely something that we have in the back of our heads with families and things like that, you know?
Sure. Yeah, you got to recharge the batteries.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just kind of mentioned it. My final question for you is, you know, what's new with the band? I know the last album just came out last year, and you guys are busy this summer, but long term, what's the plan, man?
Long term, you know, we're going to tour through the end of the year, and then next year we'll start thinking about writing some new music.
Fantastic, man. Joe Principe from Rise Against, thanks so much for taking the time, man. All the best with your upcoming tour. We look forward to seeing you once again here in Edmonton in August.
Yeah, thanks so much.